Hi, we're at the Tableau User Conference in Seattle. I'm here with Jock McKinley. He's Director of Visual Analysis for Tableau. And we're going to talk about the animated history feature today, Jock. What exactly is animated history?
So we've had in the product a long time the ability to do animation. So if you have time varying data, we've added the ability to at the same time see that data visually as well as animated. The reason why that's important is because we're very sensitive to animation, humans are, but it's ephemeral, it goes away. And so if you make it spatial as well, then you can actually use it in your analysis more effectively.
Excellent, excellent. You know, many in our audience have seen the Hans Rosling TED Talk. They know how effective animations can be. Can you compare this feature to that kind of animation?
Yes, it's very much the same sort of thing. So Hans's famous TED Talk, he was looking in particular at UN data, and he was looking at changes for countries over time socioeconomically, and he wanted to emphasize how well China was doing. So what he did is he clicked on the China mark, and then it had a trail behind it so that you could see the history of China while you at the same time you're also seeing the animation of all the countries together. Same thing can be done with the feature now in Tableau. You turn on the history, and you can see the trail behind it.
Great. Now, this feature has multiple customization options, such as how many marks of history to display, coloring, whether to connect marks or not. Why so many options?
Well, this is the way we always add features into Tableau. We don't just simply go and add a feature to the list of features. What we do is we add a capability to the application. And so this capability came in, and it works with more than just scatter plots, which is what Hans did in his talk. It works with all of our different types. And also the options allow you to get different kinds of applications as a result.
So what kind of different animations can you build?
So There is the sort of storytelling kind that Hans Rosling did. Other applications are, for example, you might use a details on demand interaction where you select things and then you get to see the history for it. There's also how much of the history you want to see. There's options on that. Sometimes you want to see all of it. Sometimes you only want to see the last few frames of it. And then there's also options around just how you show it. The formatting of it as well.
I think I've seen some relating to crime. Is that
yes? Crime's in one of the examples. That particular example is if you just look at the change of crime over time, you just see the current stuff, but you don't understand what neighborhoods there's good crime and bad crime. So in that case, what you do is you sort of add each new set of crime on top of the other, and slowly you figure out where the hot spots are in the particular city or whatnot that you're looking at.
You know, another one is, I mean, obviously we're here in Seattle. I think a Boeing has the flight paths, right?
This is one of my favorites, actually. So we're very much interested in Boeing's work on the Dreamliner, the new carbon fiber plane. And so everyone here pays attention to the test flight. So we got the data from the recent test flight, 5-hour test flight of Boeing. And the thing about that is you're interested both in what it looks like on a map, but you're also interested in, say, the altitude the plane's flying at, because that really matters. So in that instance, we built a two-zone dashboard, and then you see the animations in both of them synchronized at the same time. It's very cool.
So now how would you do this in a traditional BI package?
You'd probably have to write an application as a programmer, say, pay somebody to do it that way for each different scenario types you're having, as opposed to just using simple drag and drop to get the views that you want.
Okay, so I'm sure that while you were developing this, there were some design issues. Did you use any clever techniques to solve those?
Well, there was a bunch of different things. We wanted the feature to come in very easy without making the user interface more complicated. So what we did there is we put it on the when you actually have paging animations, we put the history feature as part of the basic controller. So it just fits right in. You hardly notice it until you go looking for it, and it's there. There was also we wanted a rich expressive power, so we made sure that you could have animation both for marks and lines so that you could tie the histories together. And then we had to add, of course, the rich graphics that we are known for.
I'm assuming I've met with a number of the teams at Tableau. You guys all seem to have a lot of fun. What kind of fun did you have working on this feature?
Well, I think for me, it was the Boeing Dreamliner data that was the most fun. But then I think it's just because I live in Seattle and liked it. Equally compelling, actually, I think now that we're entering it, is the hurricane data, which you like to look at the historical trends of hurricanes. Very similar kind of data set. It's pretty fun to look at animations on maps. I like that a lot.
Seems very complicated to me being able to do all this animation and have it with history. I mean, it seems there's a lot behind the scenes.
Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Well, Jack, it's been a pleasure talking with you
Good.
Today.
Thank you very much.